Your approach will definitely be impacted when you know this market research. Client expectations changed, so your approach should also evolve. The fund company Vanguard recently published the results of a study on the value added of advisors, but from the client perspective. Now, mind you, although the study focuses on the financial services industry, it's applicable to all advisory industry. It's no longer enough to provide our knowledge or our expertise. Today's clients are looking for human connections. Read or reread my article on the Hello email or the one on the conversation you should have with your clients. So here are some of the conclusions from the study. Number one, advice adds even more value. Investors believe that advice provides significantly more added value to the portfolio than if they manage their investments themselves. 5% more for human advice and 3% more for robo-advisor. Conclusion, clients value the advice of their professionals. Many have tried the do-it-yourself route and have tried to do everything themselves. There's a return of the pendulum and the desire to be well-guided. And this applies to so many industries. Number two, the preference for financial advisor persists. Over 90% of clients who use a human advisor say they would not consider switching to a digital service. And 88% of clients who use a robo-advisor would consider switching to a human advisor. Conclusion, the age of technology is reaching its limits. People are getting tired of bots, chatbots, automation, million of options to select when calling. They want to talk to a human. Again, this applies to so many industries. Number three, clients prefer the emotional support of human advisors. Investors who do business with a human advisor feel they are closer to their financial goals by as much as $160,000. Three times as many of them say that they have a greater peace of mind with human advisor than if they were managing their investments themselves. Conclusion? A big part of our role in an advisory business is managing emotion. Easing our clients' fear, helping them get to the important conversation of their dreams. In short, stop limiting or sabotaging themselves. And again, this applies to so many industries. So based on another research, they developed a model based on the value of advice, which they call the value of advice framework. This approach is centered on three pillars. And here we have the graph. Portfolio value, financial value, emotional value. Portfolio value is the result of building a well-diversified portfolio adapted to an investor's needs. Financial value refers to the planning to achieve the desired financial goal. Emotional value embodies the idea of peace of mind. We've entered in a different era, and the changes our clients' behavior over the last 2 years, which means the third pillar, the emotional value, is by far the most important one, yet the least present one in our conversation. The third pillar is the one that allows you to stand out from the crowd. This is what clients are seeking for. Yes, your role is to be a guide for your clients. I often have clients tell me that they feel like their clients shrink. But the reality is when you dare to create what I call second level conversation. Focus less on doing, put your emphasis on being more. When you develop the art of asking excellent questions, understanding the emotional vocabulary of the words to use, understand the different axes of transformation, you're able to help your clients at a much deeper level. You help them unravel their goals, their project, their dream, which often have been forgotten or put aside simply by fear or because just life gets busy and we forget. Emotional value is the greatest value we can embody. The doing, hence the plan, the strategy, are the tools, the means to get to the destination they aim. In the end, the work you do and the work I do is the same. We take different paths, but we help our clients achieve their dreams. For those who are really ready to add a third pillar in their conversation with their client, I'm hosting a workshop on the psychology of communication, on how to verbalize emotional value. We'll discuss on how to create deep conversation, what words to use, what sentences, questions, how to verbalize the value and the impact of their work so that your words actually connect with your client's heart. This is not a typical free webinar. It's a paid workshop for those who are really ready to make a profound difference in the life of their clients. Now, this workshop will be in French. And if you want to, click on the article and get all the details. All the entrepreneurs and the leaders I know have strong mastery of the first two pillars. The third one requires new skills that need to be developed. The beauty is that they can be developed. Will you answer the client's call for emotional guidance? Now that is the question. I'm always happy to read your comment. You can reach me via email or via social media. You can find me on LinkedIn, Facebook, YouTube, and now Instagram.